Devin.
Was this facetious or
yes.
natural?
I have dove in the water. Okay. I have dived in the water. Okay. That's what I'd say.
What about if you, when you dove or dive or did one, if you landed flat, you say you did
a belly buster.
Mm-hmm. And when you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yesterday you
swam,
and I have
swum.
On the other hand, if you can't, you might
drown.
Because yesterday, so
yesterday I drowned.
You have
drowned.
Okay. Something that a storekeeper might give you. Something a little extra if you came in and paid off your bill or something like that.
Oh, pat on the ass? I don't know.
You don't know that yet?
No, I wasn't familiar with that.
What about if a boy is playing out in the yard and he puts his head down and kicks his feet out and goes over like that?
Somersault.
Okay. A baby, before it walks, it does what?
Crawls.
And if there's something up a tree I need, I have to...
climb.
Yesterday I...
climbed.
I have...
climbed.
Okay. Before a small child goes to sleep, you'd say it did what beside the bed? I knew that was bad.
Well, Marvin
went hard fight.
No, tonight was soft potty because we had some hot dogs for Nell said his prayers.
He did what?
Knelt and said his prayers.
Okay. Or might say, well, I'm feeling tired, I think I'll go.
Neil will say my prayers.
Go hard, buddy. You don't think we've been eating mushrooms? I'm feeling tired. I'm on the couch. I believe I'll go.
Lie down.
Or somebody was sick. He didn't even get out of bed. All he could do was...
just lay there.
What do you say you do when you have these visions in your sleep? You say you
dream a lot.
Yesterday you
dreamed.
You have
dreamed.
I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
woke up. Had a wet dream.
And went back to sleep quick.
Right.
And bring your foot down hard on the floor. You say that you
stomp it.
And I never did like this question. If a friend is leaving a party, you might say, "Well, may I you home?"
May I drive you home, or may I take you home? It's because you're drunk, you can't stand up.
What about if you were not in a car, but you were going to have to hoof it? You would say, may I
take you home? I wouldn't say carry you home.
Okay.
That's an Alabama term.
Whatever you say. Say if you got your car stuck, you might say, well, I need somebody to get a chain and get in front of me and try to...
pull me out.
Or get behind me and give me a...
push me out.
Something very heavy. A trunk, maybe. You couldn't lift it up. I'll say that. What would you say you did?
Hoisting?
Something extremely heavy. You say
toted it.
Okay. Does toted imply...
something heavy, yeah.
Something very heavy. Okay. Children are playing around in the kitchen. The stove's on. It's hot. Mama says...
don't you touch that.
If I need something... a knife or whatever, I might ask, give me a knife.
Give me a knife.